When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another special. This man is very, very difficult to get on. It's like he's always doing something on a Sunday, like having pub lunches, and after the pub lunches, something else. That's what you're doing. I know what that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But in the famous words of Baba Tunde Ajayi, dream it, believe it, become it. It brings a great honor for us to have Fabio Woodley, our British champion. What are you saying, Fab?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. All's well. All's well. How's things with you? All right?
Now, you know what? Everything. Listen, I'm just really shocked because there's loads of times when we're trying to get hold of you, we can't get hold of you. And Tunde said, listen. Tunde said, listen, any of our fans disrespect the show, you know he's going to lose his fight.
Nah, so I said, never. It's just training is always the priority. Always.
Now, come on. It's like, looking at your record, it's a very good record, you know. It's like 17 fights, 17 wins, 16 KOs, right? For somebody who has never had any amateur experience, right? Were you just naturally athletic? And what was the gravitas for you in boxing? What brought you to boxing?
Yeah, I was naturally athletic. I had natural athletic abilities. I'd never say I was a natural boxer. In that area, I had to really double down and figure it out and work hard, basically, and learn and figure it out for my style and myself of how I box. But I always said, like, I kind of fell into boxing. Like, well, just one day, it was just something I thought I'd, like, give a go, try. It seemed good. I was pushing myself, either in the gym or whichever way, but just kind of that you versus you test. I always enjoyed doing that. And then I knew boxing kind of was the ultimate one of those. So I thought, let me just give it a go, have some fun with it, enjoy it. And it just kind of went from there, really. I say, I went to the gym one day and I just never left, and that was it.
Well, how old were you then when you went? You just walked into a gym? How old were you?
I was 20, 21, something like that.
Right, 21.
Yeah, 21.
Okay. How many white collars did you have? I know, like, you had quite a few white collar fights, right?
Four.
That was it?
Yeah, I just had four.
Yeah, you're a gangster for real. Four white collar fights.
Yeah.
Now, that, you know what? I think it's about levels as well. And, like, sometimes someone can be just, it's like, it's an amazing story. It's like, the guy that springs to mind who never had no amateur fights whatsoever, like, people talk about Dwight Muhammad Quarry, like, the former light heavyweight and cruiserweight world champion. Like, he was like, early 80s, he went right throughout the 80s, and he moved out. Vander Holyfield actually beat him to become WBA cruiserweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
Right? It was a wicked, wicked fight. Wicked, incredible. If you know, young kid on here, go and watch that. Vander Holyfield, Dwight Muhammad Quarry, first fight, wicked fight. And a guy could just slip a punch, but he had no amateur experience at all.
Mm.
Do you think, like, the things that you are doing now, especially with this big fight with Frazier Clark, and you going in as the favourite, as many people are saying, you're the favourite for this fight, you're the betting favourite, not saying you're not trying to take off your game, but you're actually betting favourite for this fight. Do you think we're going to see more of a way where people do not participate in amateur boxing, step up if they're young enough to have a couple white collar fights, get around influential people like you did with Dillon White and then turn professional? Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's always the way when there's someone that leads the way and there's someone you can look to and say, okay, cool, they did it. Because if no one's ever done it before, it's definitely harder for people to go like, well, what do I do if I'm not really near to an ABA club, or I'm not getting on with an ABA club, or I can't really seem to get any fights, or it's not working for me, or whatever reason it might be that you're not down the ABA route. If there's an option for you to white collar or whichever one way you find it to get into boxing and make your way through the sport, then I think all of those doors will open up for people more and more. As I progress and others as well who have done things in a bit of a different way, I think that gives a North Star for people to look at and go, yeah, you know what, I can do this even though things aren't lined how they quote unquote should be. There's a way for it to be done.
Okay. Because like your fight, I think like it's been carefully planned out, right? But because I remember when they gave you, what's the guy name? Latte. When they gave you Latte to fight, yeah? And you blitzed him in 3 rounds. And like Latte fought Daniel Dubois. So I think it's kind of like a measuring stick. And then you moved on, you fight Eric Molina, who's a world title challenger, and you blips him. And I'm looking at that and I'm saying, this is actually really good matchmaking.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're still hard fights because we still got to take into consideration you've had no amateur experience. Mm. But you blips those guys. Right? And you're very fleet-footed. You know what I mean? And you got fast hands. Do you think that is a benefit for you not having an amateur experience? Because sometimes you have the amateur experience, you get so used to certain styles that you get typecasted to think, well, I'm going to be overly wary of this person, overly wary of that. And like with you, how you box, you feel out guys, you pop your jab sharp, but you always answer back. If someone hits you with a hard shot, you don't answer back straight away, but you say, all right then, but I'm going to answer back in that round. And that's what makes you excited.
Yeah, I definitely think it helped because it allowed me to become the natural fighter that works best for me. I think sometimes with amateur boxing, ABA or however, they mold you in. They have a bit of a generic style of how they want you to box. Is the box a certain way and do certain things, and this is how you do it, and follow this kind of line. Whereas with my natural kind of athleticism and abilities, or however, that style may not have been the best for me, or it may not at least got the most out of me. Whereas coming from a white collar round with a more free coaching system and kind of just letting me be me and figure out where it works and fine tuning it in places, because obviously there's elements of my style that don't work. Sometimes I get caught and this, that, and the other, but that's all a learning process. But the upside is I get to double down on the areas that work well for me. And I think that's when you get the best of someone.
Right. So who did you draw like influence from? Like thinking, oh, I want to box. What gave you the idea that you wanted to actually participate in boxing?
It was Roy Jones Jr. He was my go-to, and the one I looked at and thought, I want to be that. I want to have that. I want a style like that, because it was so entertaining. He was doing mental stuff that people at that time weren't really doing, fighting in a way that people just couldn't really get and like didn't really understand. And the way he floated and moved and just got around the ring, and I was in awe of it. And that was really someone who I wouldn't say based my style on, but there was a heavy influence of there of being that kind of having that kind of flow to the way they box.
Okay, I can see a lot. I know that you must have met him. He was there at your fight when you fought David Adderley.
Yeah, it was. I met him.
We did that
massive stage with all the greats and past and present boxers and things like that. And the one person I pulled aside and asked, like, look, could I just have a picture with you, was Roy Jones Jr. He was the only one I had any... Like, obviously, I care and I love for all the other guys, but the one that I'm not much of a trying to stop and take pictures of people like that. But the one person I needed to for me and for my thing, and I pulled him apart and I said to him as well, I said, look, you're the reason I box. You're the reason I started boxing. I just like, look, could I have a quick picture just for me?
And what you do, was you that touch? Was you like a little groupie, tell the truth?
Yeah, 100%. And I don't, and that's the thing as well. I don't do that with anyone. I've seen stars up and down the thing. And I meet him, I say, hello, nice to meet you. Like, pleasure, blah, 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 blah. Nice. But the only time I've ever been in awe of someone, I've really been in, like, I felt an aura come from them, was him, where I was like, rah, this is actually him. Like, this is... Because then it made me think back to, like, when I first ever boxed and I was watching YouTube videos and things like that.
One second.
Like, I'd meet him.
Yo, Roy. Yeah, Roy Jones. I've got Fabio Wardley, the British and Commonwealth heavyweight champion, and he was saying that you were the reason why he boxed. Yeah, he said you're the reason why he boxed, and like when we was out in Saudi Arabia, you were the only one that he wanted to get a picture with, and he got that. So I thought, you know what, let me just phone the legend right now. And now his phone's just disconnected, but you just had Roy Jones there. Sorry, Roy. Yeah, that's what I just wanted to tell you that, sir. All right, you take care. God bless. Yeah, there you go. My black book is ridiculous, my friend.
I was going to say, I bet.
Yeah, but no. I have to just call it as it is, and I've got to get to your big fight that you've got coming up on March 31st at the O2, which everybody's talking about, for the British Commonwealth title, which you hold, you'll be defending against an unbeaten fighter, an Olympian bronze medalist, and a Commonwealth Games gold medalist in Mr. Fraser Clark. I asked Fraser when he came on the show 2 weeks ago why he was going to win the fight, and he says, like, a lot of people are writing me off, but they'll all see, because I just know I'm going to win. Why are you going to come out victorious, Fabio?
I just can't be stopped. There's something in me that can't. I picked him. I picked the stage. I picked the place. I wanted this moment. I know that in of myself, these big events, the bigger the event, the better I get, the more I show up, the more you see from me. So the more high-pressure environment I put on myself, just the more you're going to... The better I'm going to come out, and that's going to be the perfect stage to do it all, because I picked him for that reason, for the reason of, he's the Olympic medalist, he's the Commonwealth medalist, he's this, he's that, he was in the amateurs for this long. That story, that narrative, that background is like, cool, you stick him over here on this pedestal and watch what I do when I take him out.
Okay, because like, with you... And David Adderley, because I remember when it was muted for you to fight Frazier, and Sky didn't come up with the bids. Boxing didn't come up with the bids. And then everybody was like, what's going on here? And you were going back and forth with David Adderley, who, forget the bravado, he's actually a really nice guy. Forget the broad. But, you know what I mean? You two are in the same weight division, so I can see where the animosity is going to come from. But, yeah, so him and Fraser went back and forth on our channel on the fight, right? It was very, very funny, right? But it went, we had a little viral effect as well. But you kind of just, I think he was in Thailand then.
I was on holiday.
You were on holiday in Thailand.
It was not long after a fight. I was away. I remember you called me, you bailed me.
Yeah. I remember I warned you about the big hands and the big Adam's apple. Be careful. But like, so that didn't happen. And then like, David Adderley then got the shot at you. You and David were, were going back and forth on social media. Well, more him than you, right? How satisfying was that win for you?
Yeah, it was. It's the most satisfying win of my career. So for all reasons, because of the build up, because of the animosity, because of what was said, because of the character that he had, and the way it was framed of kind of good versus bad, and the characters of which we showed and at the events and things like that. Again, with his record of undefeated, knocking everyone out, I'm traveling to technically an away show, although I was the champion fighter. Queensbury's his back house, so I'm going over there. I'm going to his show under his management, under his team, and then a massive event being Saudi Arabia as well. We had all the ingredients I needed to be like, yeah, cool. Let me, again, another, they're the moments I live for of like, cool, let me come to your promotion. Let me ask for you. Let me hunt you. Let me go for you. And then watch what I do.
The night that you boxed, yeah, on that show there, Battle of the Baddest, bro, I've never been to anything like that. I've been in boxing a long time now, but I've never witnessed anything like that. And the nicest thing, I have to big up Gold Star Promotion, Spencer Brown and his team, right? Because they put us out. And it was like, I've never experienced anything. Like the dinner the night before the fight as well was incredible. It was, everything was just mad. It was mad. How did you feel about being out there at such a massive event?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. Like, it was such a, even for me, I've been a part of big shows before. I've too supported other big shows and stuff, so I've done it. I know what like the big show feel like is like, but that was something entirely different. And it took a bit of, especially that week as well, it takes a bit of experience to manage as well, because there's so many events, there's so many things they want you doing, want you appearing at, want you to be a part of, that to not get you can't, it's difficult at a situation in an event like that to not like not treat it like you're not on holiday, but like it's like you're there as a fan or you're there to soak up all these moments. You're not. Ultimately, you need to keep in your mind you've got a fight at the end of the week. So I probably didn't even get to experience it as well as I could have, or however, because I chose not to. I chose to keep everything really short and sweet, and I did all my obligations of things I needed to do or where they wanted me. But as soon as my bit was done, I was gone. I was off. I was back to my hotel. I was chilling. I was relaxing. I was going to training or whatever I needed to do. I wasn't, like, even with that, like you mentioned, the gala dinner on the Friday, like, obviously I turned up.
It was mad.
A madness. And it was hard in my soul to not stay as well, because all the legends are just walking around and there's meat and there's so many different people there you can stop and talk to. And they're almost like once in a lifetime conversations to be able to stop and talk to these people and like have the whole night there. But I literally chose to went, do my piece, eat my food, and then cut straight away. Just left as quick as I could, really, because ultimately I've got a fight the next day. I don't need to be up till 11, 12, 1 in the morning at this gala dinner, chatty-chatty with everyone. I need to be focused on the job at hand. So I think as a fighter as well, you need to be switched on at that moment and try not to get too caught up in the awe of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I don't want to keep you too long. I appreciate the fact that you've actually jumped on, because I know you're in camp right now. All I can do is wish you the best for, what's that, the March 31st. What are the reasons why people should tune into this fight?
It's, look, there's a load of reasons. One, it's a great domestic clash. That, like, the British title always brings a lot out of fighters. It's a very prestigious belt. It's one people love, and there's always...
It's also the Commonwealth title as well. Don't forget that.
The Commonwealth as well. But it always brings out the most in people, I think. There's been some historic kind of British battles back in the day. The playoff of two characters as well, from two very different backgrounds between me and Fraser, and interested in seeing how that matchup works of two fighters from very different schools of boxing. And as well, that it's I would call the UK Mecca of boxing, which is the O2, a massive venue for boxing. Everyone's had some great nights there. But also that obviously with a lot of big fights moving to Saudi now, we don't get too many in the UK where UK fans are able to turn up and be a part of. So this is one of them. This fight hasn't been taken to Saudi. It's here in the UK. So people should turn up, support and watch them ones, because obviously we're seeing more and more of the big ones are going overseas in different places. So we've got one on home soil for people to watch. So there's no more reason to turn up. It's a Sunday, bit of a different day for boxing, but a bank holiday as well. So your Monday's off, so you can get fully stuck into the night, the event, and won't have to worry about work the next day.
You know what, Mr. Fabio, what's your nickname in boxing? I just know you're Fabio.
I don't have one, and like I thought about one for ages, and I just thought again, it seemed forced. It seemed like I'm trying to really grab at one. No, none never came, so I just thought it is what it is. I'm just Fabio Wardley.
Yeah, well, you know what? I know you like to put hands on people, so maybe they should be Fabio the put hands on Wardley. I don't know, because you do really you do put hands on guys, man.
Or something like that.
Yeah, seriously, I wish you all the best for your fight. I think it's for the first time. Yeah, the first time in British boxing history have we got two men of dual heritage fighting for the British title. That's a massive thing. You see, you're thinking, man.
Where's Fraser Hart from?
Huh? He's dual heritage. Like, I think I think his dad's from the Caribbean, I think. And So I think, me being real, that's a massive thing to know just how far our country has come. Because if I had said to you 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that we'll have a man of Asian descent being a prime minister, people think you're crazy. So I think it's a beautiful time. You know what I mean? Our country is leading the way on a lot of things.
We're definitely moving forward.
Trust me, it is madly more than anything our country is. But on that note, chap, I'm going to say this to you. Dream it, believe it, become it. Come on up. Thank you so much. The British and Commonwealth heavyweight champion, undefeated in 17 fights with 16 KOs. Fabio, I'm going to put hands on you, Woodley. Hey, thanks, bro. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, my brother. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.